Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today marks the 27th of March of the year 2020. On this day in history in 1909, England used the first fingerprint evidence to prove a murder case for the first time. This was 8 years after the Fingerprint Bureau had been founded in Scotland Yard in 1901, which means presumably they were just collecting fingerprints to no purpose for 8 years. On this day in 1952, the comedy musical Singin' in the Rain debuted, starring Gene Kelly and Debbie Reynolds. It was swiftly banned for causing a rash of copycat rain-singing situations, leading directly to a dangerous excess of both romance and dampness in the population. And in 1998, on the 27th of March, the FDA approved the drug Viagra, produced by Pfizer, for use against impotence in men. Again, it was swiftly banned for granting boners to people who might not deserve them, and as you know, is now only released to people who can prove they're not using the drug to be a creep with, and that they're taking measures like cutting down on online pornography and respecting their partner they're with. Speaking of respect, your guest today via video link-up into our Last Post studios is conspiracist and definitely not a doctor, Tom Ballard. How are you, Tom?
F*** you, Alice, and f*** the government. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm really glad we spent all that time on Viagra, you know, securing that. There's no other way that we could be using that medical knowledge in any kind of productive way, so I think it's worked out great.
I'm glad that there was thousands of man hours poured into that, and not just man hours, Tom. A lot of man stuff poured into that particular drug.
Alice, it's a family show, isn't it? Is this a family show or no?
For a certain value of family. Coming up today, sure. We'll be talking all the latest in coronavirus conspiracy theories, but first, some headlines. To commemorate the death today of Yuri Gagarin, Russian cosmonaut, households around Russia will be firing favourite objects into space with homemade rockets. In other unrelated news, the Russian government has suggested people leaving their homes later today do so under the shelter of large resilient umbrellas or portable dome structures, for no reason. And in traffic news now, there's a traffic jam on the M3 caused by a horde of migrating boomers desperately seeking to return to the lost days of their youth, where the only thing they had to worry about was nuclear war, and most, if not all, moral issues could be solved either with violence or with a principled refusal to engage in violence. But you can neither punch nor choose not to punch the coronavirus, can you, Marjorie?
They should all be at home. What are they doing? Get out of traffic, you idiots.
And Leroy Strutt, the so-called face mask billionaire, mere months ago a small face mask factory owner, has met online with authorities and Tech Valley entrepreneurs for a 3-day Zoom conference to reinvent the face mask for the new age. With face mask compliance still lacking outside of hospitals in Southeast Asian countries, the conference intends to address both how to render face masks more sexy, empowering, or masculine for the Western consumer market, as well as solve supply-side issues by looking at what alternatives there are to medical-grade face masks, like how they used socks to filter air in Apollo 13, right? That'd probably work, right? Just put a sock in your mouth.
Totally. Fun fact, Alice, it was originally called The Mask, and it was just used to rate how hot people were at university. That's a fun fact.
And that is all the headlines we have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because if you don't have the mental or moral discipline to follow a series of cryptic clues to the Holy Grail, we might as well just tell you what you want and make it really easy for you to buy. The only thing that can stop a bad man with a trebuchet is a good man with a trebuchet on higher ground with better aim and prep time. If you're about to engage in a touch of siege-busting, drop on by to Stanley's outdated ordnance and custom moat emporium. With every state-of-the-art piece of military equipment, if by state-of-the-art you don't mean modern art, you just mean oil paintings and cave drawings, Stanley's outdated ordnance and custom moat emporium will provide everything from Bronze Age spearheads to cutting-edge muskets with a firing speed of up to one bullet a minute. Pick an era, pick a weapon, and don't leave without a moat. Stanley's outdated ordnance and custom moat emporium won't let you leave without a moat to suit your needs. Any size moat, from a castle-side moat to a teeny tiny portable moat that you can carry around in your hand and is just half a glass of water. Stanley's outdated ordnance and custom moat emporium in association with half a glass of water guarantees satisfaction and a moat every time. And now we bring you an extract of our sister podcast, Songs to Wash Your Hands To. Hi, and welcome to Songs to Wash Your Hands To. Here's our song to wash your hand to for today. Here's a song to wash your hands to. Soak them up and let's begin. Sing this song and wash your hands and contemplate your moral sins. Scrub the thumbs and rinse your wrist. Remember chances you have missed. Your fingers in between and know inside you'll never be clean.
Oh, Lord!
Get your nails to the front and back. Remember words you can't take back. Then dry your hands and lift your heart and think about this one clean part. It's not that much, but it's a start. You've washed your hands, now that's a start.
Hated that.
And that's Songs to Wash Your Hands To, out now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
The Last Post.
That is your ad section for today. Now it is time for your top story. Our top story is coronavirus conspiracy theories. Tom Ballard, you are a conspiracy expert. Tell us what's happening with the coronavirus.
No, I'm not. What have you heard? What? No? What? conspiracies are bounding all over the place about the coronavirus, Alice, which I think is understandable. I think we can all agree that when we first heard about a lethal virus involving the consumption of a bat suddenly breaking free and sweeping across the planet, killing thousands of people and throwing the entirety of human civilization into chaos and fundamentally requiring us all to change everything about how we live and organize society, we all have the same reaction. Boring! Hello! What about a twist, please? My immediate theory about the COVID-19 pandemic was that I, Tom Ballard, started it because, if I'm honest, my 2020 stand-up show, it was a little patchy, okay? It was okay. It wasn't great. You know, there was some structural issues, but I just think my audience have become accustomed to really A-grade, high-quality entertainment. I don't want to let them down. So I start the pandemic. Comedy festival's postponed. I'm inside. I'm in lockdown with lots of time to do some rewrites. And that was pretty convincing. And I believed that for a while until I remembered that I stopped doing science in year 9. And wouldn't be able to come up with something like that. So I'm pretty convinced that coronavirus was started by Jeff Bezos to simultaneously boost Amazon sales and save money on employees' unpaid leave. I know it's shocking because, as we all know, in this universe that we live in, Jeff Bezos is a really nice and wonderful philanthropist who cares about people. I know you're a big fan, particularly Alice, but with your special coming out soon, not Alice. But I don't know. I just got a bad feeling about that guy. I don't know what it is. I can't shake it.
I don't want to criticize him, but look, you play the cards you're dealt.
Hey.
None of our hands are clean, even though our hands are cleaner now than they've ever been before.
Yeah, before. Thanks that song. I'll tell you what, surprisingly very few conspiracy theories about coronavirus being caused or spread by Muslims at all. We've seen very little action on this, Alice. Seems to be a bit of confusion around that at the moment, and the world's Islamophobes have kind of dropped the ball here, I'll be honest. A spokesperson from the British Institute of Islamophobia faced the media earlier today to apologise for their incompetence in that respect. She said, like everyone, they're absolutely swamped at the moment. They're trying to figure out how this all works for them. A lot of their staff are able to continue being Islamophobic from home, which is great news, but not everyone is in that position. Katie Hopkins is nowhere to be seen at the moment, and I think it's a lack of leadership. And right now, people aren't scared of Muslims enough, and they want to know where their coronavirus-based fear about Muslims is going to come from. And quite frankly, the BII are really screwing this up. It's pretty f***ing scary.
It's like definitely a step back. It takes us back to Australia in the 90s for people to be scared of Chinese people again, rather than having moved forward towards Islamophobia. It's like they've been sort of left out in the cold there. People have retreated to classic forms of anti-Chinese racism, if you know, have been present in Australia very traditionally since the gold rush or even before.
Yeah, and people are hanging on to that, and I get that. Like, we want a sense of normal. But, you know, since the war on terror's kicked around, demonising, being scared of, mocking, cracking down on Muslim populations. That's been a big part of our lives. And now it seems we can't even hang on to that. And so it truly is a new world. And quite a few people are worried. I think it's a conspiracy. I think it's an anti-Islamophobia conspiracy to try and crack down on Islamophobia, which I'm sure we'll be able to connect to coronavirus. How do Muslims feel about bats? Do we know? Are they pro-bat?
I'm not sure that bats play a big part in Islamic theology. I think it's mainly sort of pig-based.
Winged horses.
When it comes to...
Yes, get the pigs involved. Yeah. Oh, swine flu. We would have had a great time.
But what are bats but flying pigs? Tiny, tiny flying pigs.
You're always saying that. That only makes sense now.
The pig of the sky. Classic. That's all we have time for the top story, because now, of course, it is time for your letters to the editor. Letters to the editor now, and remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and co-host, that's you today, Tom.
That's me.
I have never missed an episode, and I value your advice. Oh boy, that's your first mistake. And your second mistake. I recently met a girl and fell in love. Not looking for a lover, she said. Her friend, I would have to stay. She then left me halfway to paradise. Is it safe to get the bus back in these times of social isolation? It's a long walk, and I think a field mouse is stalking me. It could be close or so far away. Yours, Bobby V. Hmm. Well, what do you got to say to that, Tom?
Look, we get a lot of these questions, obviously. A lot of people wondering about where they can travel to, and a variety of different rodents chasing them. Buses, I think, are pretty clean, and that's fine. You're obviously going to be brokenhearted. You'll be crying a lot. Use those tears to sanitize your surroundings, and just be safe in the knowledge that you'll probably never fall in love again in this new world.
Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Please take a moment to recommend this podcast to your friends, family, and social networks as a short, sweet daily dash of absurdity / real informative news satire, delete as appropriate, in this all-too-real world. You can subscribe to the feed so it automatically downloads every episode every day and make it part of your daily self-care routine. We do keep happening. Feel free to binge us once a week if you fall behind, or if you prefer to listen to a lot of one thing at a time and not not a little of a lot of different things. Your guest today on the podcast was Possible Professor Tom C. Ballard. Tom, have you got anything to plug?
Nah. No, my podcast, Like I'm a Six-Year-Old, which deals with the real world, and I actually prefer this one much more. So listen to this first, and then if you have some time, search for Like I'm a Six-Year-Old with Tom Ballard on all the podcast places. Thank you.
And my solo stand-up special will be available on Amazon Prime worldwide on the 17th of April. I will be having a watching party via Zoom or Instagram. Details to emerge on my Twitter at alliterative, A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, or via my Patreon. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. And as we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor Jan Corbat was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Corbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.